One thing Imam Malik used to do, and people, some people went against him, he used to accept the gifts of the Khulafa. If a Khalifa sends him a gift, he used to accept that gift from him. And some people were saying, you're not supposed to accept the gift of the Khalifa. And sometimes you go to his house, you see like this carpet was sent to him from Harun al-Rashid, and this vase was sent to him from this Khalifa, and this. So a lot of things at his home were gifts from Khalifas. By the way, he used to answer the people, why is it haram to accept the gift of the Khalifa? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepts the gift, and I'm not changing anything because of that gift. And one time, one man came to him, and he said, oh Imam Malik, if the Khalifa gives me a gift, is it allowed for me to take it? Imam Malik said, no. So the person was surprised. He said, but you take it yourself. You take it yourself and you send me, you say to me, I can't take it. He said, yes, because for me, I know myself. It doesn't matter how big the gift he gives me, I will not change my fatwa. I will not change my opinion, and I will not do anything haram. But I know you're weak. If the Khalifa gives you something valuable and then he tells you to do something haram, you can't say no. So it's better not to take it. So you see how his point of view, right? And this is, by the way, a big test sometimes when someone wants you to do something and they come to you with a nice gift, nice hadiyah. And then, you know, subhanAllah, we are living in a time when someone gives you something without asking anything after that, you will be surprised or wondering, what is he asking, going to ask me afterwards, right? SubhanAllah, this is the way it is. And we said that Harun al-Rashid, again, that big Khalifa, and again, we said many times that he used to control the whole Islamic empire, which was almost half of the earth. Very wealthy Khalifa, living in a castle, of course, and everything. He said, wallahi, that he's going to do something. He swore by Allah's name. And then he did not do it. So he broke his promise. He asked the muftis and the scholars that was with him, what should I do? Of course, Islamically, if you say wallahi about something and you don't do it, there are two things you can do. Number one, free a slave. That's the highest priority, free a slave. If you cannot afford, this is expensive to free a slave, or you cannot find a slave, you do number two, which is you fast 3 days. So Harun al-Rashid asked the scholars that he knew in his city, and they all said, of course, free a slave. You know, you are the Khalifa, you have so many slaves in your castle, just free one of them, and you're done. You don't have to do anything else. But again, to give honor to Imam Malik, he said, no, I want to hear Imam Malik's opinion. After many people told him their opinion, he still wanted to hear Imam Malik's opinion. So he sent the question to Imam Malik, what should I do if I broke my promise? I said, wallahi, and I did not do it. Imam Malik said, you should fast 3 days. So the Khalifa got upset. And he said, you think I'm poor? You think I cannot afford to free a slave? Everybody else told me to free a slave, and you're the only one telling me to fast 3 days. And listen to the important answer that everyone who has authority or in charge should hear that answer at our time. He said, your slaves and your money are not yours. It's amana. You are the Khalifa, you are in charge of controlling the money of the Muslimin. Whatever is in your castle is not yours. Whatever you have authority over it, Allah is going to ask you about that. So in my opinion, you're poor. You can only fast 3 days, you cannot afford to free a slave. Now it's a big message to everyone who has power and authority. We see a lot of, especially in my country and some other country, one person who's poor and he becomes a minister, all of a sudden he becomes very rich. And if you look at his salary, he does not get big salary at the end of the month. How does he become a multi-millionaire in a year or two? Allah only knows, right? Special gift from everybody, because everybody loves them when they become ministers and stuff like that. This is a big amana, and if you have authority over it, you have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching.